C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's everything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm going to talk about space opera with The Long Way to a Small Angry Planet by Becky Chambers. First self-published in 2014, it's now available through Hodder and Stoughton. It's time to talk spaceships. First self-published in 2014, this book is now available through Hodder and Stoughton. So it's time to talk spaceships. The Wayfarer is a tunnelling ship, creating wormholes between planets, captained by a pacifist and crewed by a diverse group of characters from across the galaxy. In this world, using the term loosely because of course there are many worlds, humanity is only one of a number of species all grouped together under the Galactic Council. The story begins with a new recruit to the Wayfarer. A new administrative clerk named Rosemary arrives fresh from Mars with a secret pass she wants to hide from. The other members of the crew include two humanist technicians, a reptilian pilot, an obnoxious algae scientist — the ship is fueled by algae — a twin lifeform navigator with blue fur, and an artificial intelligence named Lovey, who is an integral part of the crew. The ship itself is as diverse as the people living and working on it, patched together from bits and pieces from markets and traders across the galaxy. The book follows the crew as they welcome Rosemary, the new recruit, and then embark on a new mission to an outer world to build more tunnels. But this mission is highly dangerous. The location of the new tunnels is in the region of Tarimi Kar, a new addition to the Galactic Council. The Tarimi Kar are known for their aggression and volatility, and everyone else warns the crew before taking on the contract. But the payoff is very big, and they could all do with the credits. Now, this sounds like the basis for a standard space opera, but it's not. The story is not all about tunneling in a war zone. Along the way, they do ordinary things. They stop off to markets and visit family and friends and have secret rendezvous with their lovers. And this is a story primarily about friendship and love. The crew are ordinary people, making a living on a construction ship. It's an exploration of the many different types of love which can exist, from best friends to colleagues to lovers, and in many different forms, from monogamy to polyamory to forbidden interspecies love. There's also explorations of other issues like sentience with the AI character, its clones, pacifism and terminal illness. And with so many different species running about, there's plenty of opportunity for misunderstandings between the different cultures. So why did I really like this book? I think it's really the diversity of characters and the depth of the female characters. Well, some being aliens, I'm not quite sure whether they were actually female or I'm just ascribing that to them. And in this world of different species, the book explores how love and friendship can take on so many different forms, and no form is right or wrong. In today's world, when we are all coming to terms with sharing our own little planet with different races and religions, sexual preferences, gender identities, and preferred football teams, this book shows us how love and friendship can conquer all. Well, maybe not all, but they are what makes this life fun. But don't get me wrong, this is not a serious book filled with serious issues. The big themes are lightly handled and there's lots of laughs, especially through one character in particular, the wacky infectious technician who's named Kizzy. She's pretty funny. This is a gentle, feel-good, dare I say, nice book, with the occasional gunfight, alien bug swarm, explosion and pirates. I'm usually the first person to run a mile when I see a love theme running through a book, but I was engrossed and I really wanted to see the characters get the guy, girl, alien. So if you like ordinary people on spaceships, alien bugs, love, explosions and friendships, I highly recommend The Long Way to a Small Angry Planet. Thanks for listening to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde at artdistrict-radio.com. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.